Gopi Janabalava Giribarada Gopi Janabalava Giribarada Yashoda Nandana Praja Janara Jana Yashoda Nandana Praja Janara Yamuna Tihana Vanicha Yamuna Tihana Vanicha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Gopi Janabala Giribarada Gopi Janabala Giribarada Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Jai.
Sorry, Maharaj, it's 16th. Chapter 9, 16th.
Chapter 9, what?
16.
16, not good. Keeps changing. Okay, that's a very nice one. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Okay, this is Srimad Bhagavatam and it's Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 16.
今天讲解的是 波迦梵歌原意 第9章 第16节.
Okay. Aham Kachur Aham Yagya.
Aham kratru aham yagya.
Svadaham aham oshadam.
Svadaham aham oshada.
Mantroham aham evajam.
Mantroham aham evajam.
Aham agnir aham hutam.
Aham agir aham hutam.
Aham kratur aham jagya.
Aham kratur aham yakya.
Sadaham aham oshadam.
Svadaham aham oshadam.
Mantroham aham evajam.
Mantroham aham evajam.
Aham agnir aham hutam.
Aham agnir aham hutam.
Okay, the words aham.
自对自翻译, aham.
I, who?
我.
Wa. Kratu.
Kratu.
Vedic ritual.
伟达仪式.
Aham.
Aham.
I.
我.
Yagya.
Yagya.
Smriti sacrifices.
Smriti.
Smriti Smriti is a Sanskrit word.
Smriti. Smriti.
Smriti means like the original Vedas.
Smriti 的意思是原初的伟大经。
I know, it means Smriti means hearing. Jagya is Shruti is original. Smriti is like the Bhagavad Gita. And, okay? Swadha.
Smriti is oblation. 聆听, 那么这个解释指聆听, 通过聆听得到的伟大经典中的解释。Svada, 共分。
In the fire.
供奉到火中。
Aham.
Aham.
I.
我。
Aham.
Aham.
I.
我。
Oshadam.
Oshadam.
Healing herb.
治病的药草。
Mantra.
Mantra.
Transcendental chant.
超然的唱诵。
Eva, certainly.
Eva, 肯定的。
Ajam.
Ajam.
Melted butter, that means ghee.
融化的黄油在这里是指酥油 ghee.
Aham.
Aham.
I.
我。
Agni.
Agni.
Fire.
火.
Aham.
Aham.
I.
我.
Hutam.
Hutam.
Offering.
供奉.
It is I who am the ritual, I the sacrifice, the offering to the ancestors, the healing herb and the transcendental chant. I am the butter and the fire and the offering.
译文：我就是伟大仪式，我就是祭祀，是祭主的贡品，治病的药草，也是苍然的唱诵。我是奶油，是火，我也是供奉。
Purport: Yotsu, the Vedic sacrifice known as Jyoti Stoma is also Krishna.And he is also the Mahayagya mentioned in the Smriti. The oblations offered to the Pitri Loka, or the sacrifice performed to please the Pitri Loka, considered to be a kind of drug in the form of clarified butter, is also Krishna. The mantras chanted in this connection are also Krishna, and many other commodities made with milk products for offering in the sacrifice are also Krishna.Fire is also Krishna because fire is one of the five material elements and is therefore claimed as the separated energy of Krishna. In other words, the Vedic sacrifices recommend in the Karmakanda division of the Vedas are in total also Krishna. Or, in other words, those who are engaged in rendering devotional service unto Krishna.Are to be understood to have performed all the sacrifices recommended in the Vedas.
要指称为心祭的伟达祭祀仪式也是 Krishna. 他还是圣传经中提到的 Mahayagya 大祭祀，为取悦祖先星宿 Pitriloka 的居民而做的祭祀中的祭品。被认为是以纯净的黄油展示的药物，也是 Krishna。在祭祀中唱诵的曼陀也是 Krishna。在祭祀中用于供奉的各种奶制品也全都是 Krishna。祭火也是 Krishna， 因为火是五种物质元素之一，是 Krishna 的一种分离的能量。换言之，伟达经业宝之部所推荐的伟达祭祀都是 Krishna。凡对 Krishna 做奉爱服务的人，均可理解为已做过伟达经所推荐的所有祭祀。Hare Krishna。
Okay, Om Agana Chimirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam.Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Dr. Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desa Dharani Vanshakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyabhacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo. I think this verse has a time where Krishna says aham or I more than any other verse.
在这个世界当中, Krishna 多次地提到 aham 就是我, 比其他世界当中都要多。
But when Krishna says I and me and mine, it's very pleasing.
当 Krishna 提到 我的对我等等这些话语的时候 他都非常的令人满意
Because he's actually the supreme person.
因为他实际上就是那个至尊的人
And he's actually the source of everything.
他实际上就是一切的源头
If I say I like all the time, you know, nobody likes it. People that always want to just talk about themselves and talk about how great they are, nobody likes them.
但是如果我一直强调说我,我,我, 那么人们都不会太喜欢我, 因为那些总是在讲自己有多么光荣,多么了不起的人, 其实其他人都不是很喜欢他。
They're just, you know, when it's self-centered, they think I'm the greatest, but they think they're Krishna, but Krishna really is everything. So here in this verse, in the next couple of verses, he's giving us a long list of things, how to remember him.
如果一个人老是在说我的话,那么这种以自我为中心的人是不受欢迎的。 但是Krishna他真的就是万物的源头，所以当他在这个世界以及后面的几个世界提到有关于我的时候，那他其实是在帮助我们如何能够更好的时刻记忆着他。So
most religious people, they're caught up in rituals and yagyas, worshiping the ancestors and things like that.
一些虔诚的宗教人士，他们会热衷于去做一些宗教的仪式啊，或者是祭祖的活动等等。So
if we can do that, but understand this is everything is really Krishna, then it's beneficial. But for most people, they don't think of Krishna.
如果我们去做这些仪式，同时我们能够记住，其实一切都是。 Krishna 都是为了 Krishna， 那么这样子我们就会真正受益。但实际上，大部分人他们在做这些宗教祭祀的仪式的时候，他们根本就不知道 Krishna。
So Krishna is trying to give that information, you know, to help us understand how to think of.
所以 Krishna 在这里其实是给人们一些信息，就是如何来理解这些宗教活动、宗教仪式。 帮助人们来了解，以记着他。
There was the main instruction that Krishna gives in Bhagavad Gita is think of me.
那么 Krishna 通过《博迦梵歌》所给的一个很重要的训示就是时刻想着我。
So he's giving so many ways which we can think of him.
所以他给我们举出了很多很多的方法，以便我们能够想得到。
He also gives the easiest way is Mahayoga, is chanting the holy name of Krishna.
嗯，那么同时他也教我们了一个最好的祭祀方法 ，Mahayoga， 也就是唱诵他的名字。
Krishna says that the devotees satatam kirtayantamam, they're always chanting my kirtan.
Krishna 说奉献者是 satatam kirtayantamam 时刻的在唱诵赞颂我的名字。
And the name of Krishna covers everything.
Krishna 的圣名涵盖了一切。
So we have that verse, I don't have it right in front of me, but the famous verse of Devahuti.
那么我们从 Devahuti 讲述当中也有类似的诗节内容。
So she's speaking to her son, Kapila, who's the incarnation of Krishna.
当时 Devahuti 正在给他的儿子 Kapila Deva 讲话。而他的儿子 Kapila Deva 就是主的化身。
So she says that anyone who's chanting your names is understood to have done all the yajnas and studied all the Vedas and gone to all the holy places of pilgrimage and taken baths in every holy place and everything that people are trying to do to make spiritual advancement. If somebody is chanting the holy name, it means they've already done all those things.
他说道。如果一个人他唱诵你的圣名，那么他肯定是已经做过了所有的伟大的献祭、伟大的仪式，去到过所有的圣地，已经在所有的圣河中沐浴。
Something like if somebody's at the top of a mountain, then we know they already climbed up the mountain.
就是做过所有的这些人们渴望能够通过一次来得到灵性进步的事情。那么如果一个人他登上了山顶，他在山顶上，那么我们知道他已经爬过山了。
Or sometimes somebody can go in a helicopter or drop from a parachute and be on the top of a mountain, but it's not so common.
当然有的人可能也会坐的直升飞机一下子就飞到了山顶上，但是这种情况并不常见。
But Lord Chaitanya is so kind that he's letting anybody and everybody who maybe never did anything pious to chant the holy name.
然而主解丹尼尔是如此的仁慈，他可以让任何人他们无论是哪怕是做过没有过虔诚活动积累的人，他们都可以通过唱诵圣名。
We don't have to do any of those other things because we get the benefit of having done all of them simply by chanting the holy name.
一个人无需经做所有这些前面所提到的虔诚活动，仅仅通过唱诵圣名，他就进化。
So we have to be very thankful to Lord Chaitanya for his causeless mercy.
所以我们应该为主 Chaitanya 所给予我们的无缘的仁慈非常的感恩他。
And all the acharyas who preserved this message, Srila Prabhupada, and all the devotees who are still going everywhere and trying to spread the holy name and give it freely to everyone.
我们的先辈 Acharya 们，他们把这个主 Chaitanya 的讯息传递给我们，圣帕帕的以及他的追随者们在全世界旅行，把这个消息带到每一个地方。
So in the purport it mentions the Petri Loka.
那么在要旨当中提到了 Petri Loka 祖灵星宿。
Petri means the forefathers.
Petri 的意思是祖先。
So there's actually a planet where you can go and be with your forefathers, your ancestors.
实际上是这样的一个星球，在那里的话，一个人可以跟他的祖先相聚。
And another funny thing is when the devotee was first typing the Bhagavad Gita and he heard this Petri Loka, they didn't know any Sanskrit then.
很有意思的是当奉献者们他们第一次打字有输入薄伽梵歌的时候他们看到 Petri Loka 这个字但是呢他们不知道梵文是怎么写的。
They knew Loka, you know, because we hear that Goloka Vrindavan and everything. So they thought the planet of the trees, Petri, Tree Loka.
Oh, 那么就是他们知道这个 Loka 的含义是星宿，比方说有 Goloka， 然后呢，他们就把这个词翻译成是Petri 的星宿，也就是树木的星宿。
Anyway, there's a nice story from the Bhagavatam in the ninth canto.
在薄伽瓦坛第九篇当中有这样一个故事。
There was one very great king.
在曾经有一位非常了不起的国王。
And somehow he got married to Urvasi. Urvasi is the foremost of all the apsaras in Indra's kingdom.
那么他不知道怎么的就跟天帝 Indra 的歌仙当中的那位最杰出的歌仙叫做 Maharaj the name of the Apsara Urvasi
Urvasi
Urvasi 叫做 Urvasi 的一位就是跳舞的仙女结婚的
So she made a deal that she would marry him butThere was a condition that.
然后，当这位仙女嫁给国王之后呢，她就提出了一个条件。
So anyway, at some point, he was living in material ecstasy with her, enjoying, loving affairs.
然后呢，他们就陷入了爱河，一起就是过起了美满的生活。
But then, whatever the condition was, she left him.
但是呢，他提到的条件就到了一定的时候，他这个仙女呢就要离开这个国王。
So he was so attached, he just spent his life trying to find her again.
这个国王对这个妻子是如此的依恋，以至于他余生都在努力的寻找这位。失去的妻子。
Even she sent another girl that looked like her for a while, but then when he got really close, he was the same person.
然后呢，他甚至去找那些长得很像之前的这位仙女的女子，然后给他们穿上以前的那位妻子的衣服。
So he.Started doing yagya. He did the first yagyas to try to get to the Petri Loka so he could be with her again.
于是呢，最后他就做祭祀。他做的第一个祭祀就是为了能够让自己去到 Petri Loka， 能够在那里与他前面的妻子相会。
But finally, he realized this is very foolish, and he.Surrendered to Krishna.
最终，这个国王他意识到他的这种想法是非常愚蠢的，然后完全皈依了 Krishna.
So there's, all kinds of places we can go when we leave this life, this body.
所以，当我们离开这个躯体之后，其实我们有很多可以选择去的地方。
In the material world, there are so many planets.
在这个物质存在当中有那么多的星球。
And on all those planets, there are so many different species of life, different kinds of bodies.
在各种不同的星宿上有那么多种的生物体，各种各样的躯体都有。
So we could go to any one of them, or all of them, again and again, we don't know.
所以呢，我们可以你去到任何其星球上的任何一种生物的躯体里，而且如果你想要都全都经历一遍的话，你也可以逐一逐一的一个一个的去尝试。
There's also the spiritual.
那么 ，sorry, Maharaj.
There's also the spiritual world and many many Vaikuntha planets.
而且在灵性世界，那么星宿则更多，有很多很多无忧星宿 Vaikuntha 星宿。
Even in Loka, there's so many different relationships with Krishna we can have.
即便是到了 Goloka, 生物跟至尊主之间有那么多种不同的关系。
So better we just think I'd want to serve Krishna, you know, and trying to think of exactly what kind of body we want or something.
所以最好的方法还是想着，只是想着啊，我让我来努力的服务 Krishna 吧，而不是想着，哎呀，我到时候会得到一个什么样的躯体。
Like if you go to the Beijing airport.
比如说，就好像你去到北京机场。
There's so many airlines there, and then there's so many places that they all go.And if somebody said, okay, you can go wherever you want, you know, it'd be hard to decide.
在那里有很多的航空公司，有很多架飞机，他们全都飞到全世界的各个地方。如果有人告诉你说，你可以随便上哪一趟飞机。
So anyway, the best thing is to, because we have to go somewhere at the end of this life.We're worried about where we're going to go tomorrow, where we're going to go next week, how we're going to get there. But the most important thing is where we're going to go when we leave this body.
所以如果这样的话，你就会被迷惑。那么，所以最好的方法就是，你总是要想着我最终我要这一生结束的时候我要去哪里。那当然，我们可能会想啊，明天我要飞到什么地方去，下个星期我要到什么地方去。但总体而言，就是你要想着，就是我这一生结束的时候我要去哪里。
So materialistic people, they'll say, "Well, why you want to think about death? You should think about enjoying life now."
那一些物质主义者，他们就会说。你为什么你老想着死呀？你得行乐是且行乐，现在还活着，应该好好享受。
But in this lifetime, you couldn't even go to all the cities in China.
但是，即便是在这一生当中，你甚至无法走遍中国的每一个城市。
You know, there's so many places. So, what to speak of if we try to go to all the different types of bodies and all the planets of the material world and enjoy life? Never finish.
更何况是就是去遍所有星宿，所有的躯体里，就是这样子的话，简直是不可能的，花很长很长的时间。
But if we can understand that Krishna is everywhere, and Krishna is in our heart, and Krishna is in everyone's heart, then no matter where Krishna puts us, we can be very happy and peaceful.
如果你能够知觉到 Krishna 无处不在。Krishna 也在我们的心中，那么即便你去到任何地方，你都会感到非常的满足。
So then Krishna, just depend on Krishna, he'll take care of you.
一个人如果只是依靠 Krishna 的话，那么他即使外在的条件，他根本就不在意。
And Krishna is saying, like, you know, in chapter 7,I'm the taste in water, I'm the light in the sun and the moon, I'm the syllable om, and you know, so many things he's telling us how we can see him everywhere.
如果我们阅读博迦梵歌第七章 Krishna 其中讲到，我是水的甘味，我是日月的光华，我是伟大金钟的音节 om 等等，那么从这么多的方面，我们都可以感知到 Krishna 的灵在。
When people would ask Srila Prabhupada, "Have you seen Krishna?"
曾经有人问 Srila Prabhupada, "你看到过 Krishna 吗？"
most of the time he would say, everyone is seeing Krishna. You just don't know.
一般情况下，舍帕帕德会说，每一个人其实都看到 Krishna， 只是他们自己不知道而已。
Tasting water, we're all hearing the sound in the ether, we're all seeing the ability of man, we're all seeing the sun and the moon. So everyone is really seeing Krishna, but they don't know.
那就好像水中的味道，那个以太中的声音，日月等等，就是人们时刻都见到 Krishna， 只是他们不知道。
So if we see somebody that's very expert athletic or something, we go, oh, how wonderful.But it's not, the body's not, it's the super soul that's making the body do all those things.
如果一个人他真正了解了这个知识，他会感到是如此的美妙，那个躯体，然后里面住着灵魂，在超灵的指导下运作。
Without the soul, the dead body, nobody can put a machine inside a dead body or a new battery or something and make it go.
如果没有灵魂，这个躯体是无法活动的。即便你把一个再精妙的仪器装到人的身体当中，一个死的躯体，它仍然是不会活动的。
So we have to think like that. It's really the soul. It's the super soul that's so wonderful. It's not the body and not all these wonderful things that we're seeing. We can see all the gross things, but.With our material eyes, and we can hear the gross sounds. Some sounds sound really nice, some don't sound nice.
所以我们要真的理解到，实际上是灵魂以及超灵让这些所有美妙的事情发生的。我们看这个世界上有那么多的东西运作着，包括如果我们听到一首非常美妙动听的歌曲，其实这都是因为 Krishna 的灵在。
But there's so many sounds we can't even hear.
有那么多动听的歌曲，我们甚至听都听不遍。
The dog can hear much better than we can.
那狗的听力要比人的听力好得多。
Like people have a whistle, they blow this whistle and nobody can hear it, but the dog can hear it from far away.
如果人吹口哨，那么在远处的人可能就听不到这个口哨声，但是狗的听力却能够捕捉到很远地方的口哨声。
Dog can also smell things much better.
那狗的鼻子，它的嗅觉也比人好得多。
The bird, the eagle, they can see much better than humans.
而鸟类或者是鹰，它们的视力要比人更敏锐。
So even in the material world, there are so many things we can't see. If it's too big, we can't see it. If it's too far away, if it's too close, if it's too small, we can't see.
即便是在这个物质世界上，我们其实有很多东西仍然是看不见的。太大了看不清，太远了看不清，太近了也看不清，太小了也看不清。
So.Actually seeing Krishna, Krishna has to reveal himself. And we learn to see Krishna by knowledge.
实际上一个人要看见 Krishna 是要靠 Krishna 向我们揭示才得以看见。我们是通过知识去看 Krishna 的。
By hearing Bhagavad Gita again and again, we learn the knowledge of how to see Krishna.
通过反复的阅读《薄伽梵歌》，我们就能够获得如何看见 Krishna 的知识。
So this verse and the next couple of verses, Krishna is telling us some specific things.
所以这个时节以及后面的几个时节， Krishna 教我们如何通过这些具体的事情来看见他。
Actually, all throughout the Bhagavad Gita, he's just explaining it. In these verses, everything is I.Because everything that we see and perceive and is Krishna. He's behind it.
在薄伽梵歌当中的这几个世界当中，我们反复的听到啊，我，因为实际上 Krishna 就是一切， Krishna 是一切，它存在一切的背后。
He's the director.
Sorry, Maharaj.
Krishna is directing everything.
Krishna 现在指导着一切，他是一个，他是指导者。
He's a puppet master, you know puppets, right?
Puppet.
Puppet, you know, there's a little man, wooden man or something, and he's on string. Someone makes it dance and do all kinds of things.
他是那个操纵木偶的，木偶操纵者。
So the puppet is interesting, but someone made the puppet and someone makes it dance. As soon as he puts down the string, the thing is just flopped on the ground.
虽然这个木偶在舞台上跳动看起来非常的有意思，但实际上背后是有那个制作木偶以及操纵木偶的人在操纵着。如果他把这个操纵木偶的线给放下，那么这个木偶就瘫在地上不能动了。
So as soon as the soul leaves the body, then that's it. There's no more, you know, nothing.
So 一旦这个灵魂离开躯体，
the beautiful body will just rot and become rotten very quickly.
这个躯体就什么都不是了，去这美丽的躯体很快就会被腐烂。
So we don't have to worry about doing all these other things in order to get Krishna if we're already chanting the holy name. But we do these things for different reasons. We make sacrifices, and we, you know, make yajnas, and make rituals. But we understand that it's really Krishna. It's, everything is for Krishna.
虽然我们出于不同的动机跟目的去做所有的这些伟大的仪式啊、祭祀啊这些活动，但是我们的确要认识到，其实一切都来自于 Krishna。
So I think we had a bunch of questions from last time.
Last time.
Maybe new one.
Sorry, Maharaj. Last time I didn't. I think last time we finished all the questions because last time Gunamani Mataji translated and I remember she finished all the questions. So
okay,
today we have two questions, several questions.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
好，非常感谢 Free and Easy Mataji。顶拜老师和翻译，感恩老师精彩的讲课。我们都是知道圣名特别好，可是在现在这个手机控和利益控的年代，传播圣名真的很艰难，是因为我们这些奉献者们做得还不够好吗？有时候总听奉献者说先最好自己先做好自己，可是在做好自己的时候，有时候就忽略了家人，忽略了朋友，反而成了另类。我们是不是应该在注重自己的同时也应该去分享知识呢？可是又担心自己学习的知识学得不好，不敢分享，也怕别人误会，我们应该怎么做更好呢？感恩您 Hare Krishna. I listen to you. Thanks for your wonderful lecture. We all know that the holy name is very specially good. So, in this age, everyone is controlled by the iPhone and the prophet. To distribute the holy name is very difficult, really very difficult. It is because that we as a devotee didn't do good enough. Is that right? Sometimes devotees say that it's better to do to do better ourselves than to preach to others. But if I just focus on make myself better, then I will neglect my family and family members and friends. Then I became a special person, so different from them. So is that mean I should share the knowledge with them? Meanwhile, try to do better. Is that because I worry about that my knowledge is not good enough? I they are not to share with others and afraid that others will misunderstand. So how can I do better?
Okay, well, we share whatever we have.
无论我们学了什么，我们都应该去跟其他人分享。
We hear many stories of a very poor person. They have a little bit of food, but they meet another poor person. They give that person part of it, or all of it.
Sorry, Maharaj.
We hear stories of very poor people, and they may have only a little money or even a little food, but if they meet another person who's suffering, they will give what they have. So it's very valuable.
我们知道有一些穷困的人，他们虽然自己拥有的东西很少，但是如果他遇到另外一个非常需要帮助的人，他就会，如果他把自己仅有的一些东西跟对方分享的话，那么这种分享是非常有价值的。
So that's the thing, is to give what we have, and by helping others we make ourselves better also.
所以最好就是我们有什么就去给予什么，把我们拥有的最好的给其他人分享，那么这是非常有意义的。
So we need to balance our activities.
所以我们的活动要保持又有平衡，要平衡好。
If we just try to take care of others and we don't chant and we don't eat and we don't sleep.Then we'll get sick and we'll fall down.
如果我们只是全身心的去照顾其他人，然后又不关心自己的，不好好吃，不好好睡，也不好好念诵，那么这样子不久之后我们就会垮掉。Hare Krishna.Hare Krishna Maharaj. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somehow when you speak, it makes crackling noise. I think it's coming from your end. But, I don't know.
Oh.
But that's okay.
Okay.
Now it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you got that? We have to, by helping others, we help ourselves also. We learn.And we, Krishna is pleased if we're trying to help people with the understanding that we want them to be, know something about Krishna. So we don't have to know very much, but we can say the Bhagavad Gita, I like it very much, and his food is very nice, and give him prasadam. You know, whatever we know, we can share.
当我们去跟别人分享的时候，我们自己也会学得更好。同时会去给 Krishna， 那 Krishna 会看到我们在努力的去跟其他人分享有关于他的知识。那么我们可以根据我们自己的情况经给予其他人。比如说，你如果知道的这个知识不是很详细，不是很多，那么你至少可以告诉别人啊，这是《薄伽梵歌》这本书非常好，我很喜欢。或者是给对方一些 prasada， 就是尽可能的去跟他分享一些。
Okay, is that enough?
可以吗？好。
Can't be, you know, too much one side or the other, otherwise, you know, fall off the cliff.
就是说照顾其他人，分享 Krishna 知觉，以及照顾我们自己的一些灵性跟物质的方面，就是应该平衡好，我们不能偏重任何一头，以至于失去了平衡。
So we have to work to maintain our bodies.
我们一定要去工，我们必须工作来维持我们身体。
But we don't want to only work.
但同时呢， Never. 我们也不要只是工作。
We have to work enough to maintain, but we don't want it. We have to eat, but if we eat too much, we'll be sick. We can't work properly.
就是我们。的工作应该以维持这个躯体所需，足够，就 那么同时呢，我们也要让这个工作不要太多。
Okay.
Maharaj, next question. 还是来自于 Free and Easy. 感恩老师，在我们家就是很难谈论死亡的。我能感觉到我的父母对死亡很恐惧，就是逃避。我们有时候一说到这个话题，他们就会觉得是我在诅咒他，盼他们不好，所以很多时候是不能谈论这个问题的。那我可以怎么做呢？我可以怎么更好的跟他们说 Krishna 知觉呢？感恩您。Thank you, Maharaj. And it is very difficult for me to mention the topic of death. I feel that my parents is afraid of death and try to avoid it. Sometimes when I mention this topic, they will feel that I was causing them to death. So, in many occasions, we cannot mention this topic. So, what can I do? What can I do to tell them more about the Krishna consciousness? Thank you.
Tell them about Krishna, that life, you want to enjoy life now, but how to really enjoy life is, by understanding you're not the body.
你可以告诉他们，你们都想要能够好好的享受生活，但是怎么才能够更好的享受生活？那更好的享受来自于我们认识到，其实我不是这个躯体。
And for the soul, there's no death.
因为对于灵魂而言是不存在死亡的。
So we don't have to worry about dying. We just, if we know we're the soul, then you never die.
如果我们认识到我是灵魂而不是躯体的时候，那么其实我没有死亡的问题。
So, you know, we talk like that.
所以我们可以这样说。
We can talk, sometimes we don't want to talk directly about Krishna to people that don't know anything. We talk about nature and time and, those kind of things.
有时候人们他们不了解 Krishna， 所以呢，我们不是直接跟他们谈 Krishna， 但是呢，我们可以给他谈谈大自然啊，给他谈谈时间的作用啊，等等。
How chanting can reduce stress，
或者是你唱诵这个曼陀罗可以缓解压力。
And even if they just want to chant the name of Buddha or something, but.How this is good for you.
或者是有的人他们只是喜欢念佛祖的名号，那就让他念，就是这些会对他有帮助。
So if you read the whole Bhagavad Gita, you see Krishna talks about so many things.
如果我们阅读整部的《薄伽梵歌》，我们就会发现 Krishna 在其中讲了很多内容。
He talks about Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga and all the different.And how it really is all bhakti.
然后他其中讲到有关于业报瑜伽、思辨瑜伽以及风爱瑜伽到底是什么样的。
So, we can only feed people as much as they can take. So, like a very sick person, maybe they can only eat a little bit of soup or something.But a really healthy person, they might want to have a big feast. So some people, we can't tell them very much about Krishna. Other people, we can tell a lot.
所以我们要根据对方的胃口给予相应的食物。比如有的人他生病，病得很厉害，那么他就消化力很弱，只能喝一点汤，就给他一些稀的。然后有些人我们可以给他们讲，就是直接讲很多有关 Krishna 的事情，而有些人可能只能给他一点点，所以要根据情况。
And then the best way is to pray to Krishna, please Krishna, please use me to speak in such a way that I can help these people to.
最好的办法就是向 Krishna 祈祷。Krishna， 请帮助我，请让我能够以一种 其他人能够接受的方式来讲述你。
It's always good to talk about the eternal nature of the soul never dies, never born.
可以谈一下灵魂它的永恒的本质，就灵魂它是永生不灭的。
Right?
可以吗？
Enough?
可以吗？你觉得够了吗？这些回答。
So whatever we're doing, if we remember, please Krishna help me to chant, help me to walk, help me to talk nicely, then, you know, we'll have much better results.
所以呢，我们在任何事情的时候，我们都去祈求 Krishna, 请教我怎么走路，怎么行走，怎么说话。所以我们任何的事情，任何的活动都去依赖 Krishna, 那么这样子就会更好。
Right.
Hare Krishna. 总是依靠 Krishna, 祈求 Krishna. Hare Krishna. 好的。
Questions.
大家还有没有问题？
Any other questions?
Maharaj, no more questions.
All right. So.Everybody in the world now is thinking this is a new year. Prabhupada said every day is a new year.
那么现在全世界的人都觉得这好像刚刚是新年刚开始，但圣帕法的说过，其实每一天都是新的。Hare Krishna.
Okay.
好
So have it. Remember.
Hi, Paul.
And then remember those things and try to repeat doing good, seeing Krishna everywhere.
所以记住 Krishna 博迦梵歌这里所讲到的内容，在时时处处在一切当中都看到 Krishna。
So like where I'm staying now is by the ocean.
Sorry Maharaj.
Where I'm staying now is near the ocean.
Stay in the ocean
Where I'm staying is near the ocean.
Okay. Maharaj, 他现在呢就是住在刚好就在这个海边，然后可以看到外面的海滩。
And the sun comes up there. So in the morning, there's many people with cameras are waiting to see the sunrise.
这个时候呢，刚刚太阳刚刚升起，每天早晨都会有很多人来到海边来看日出。
Because it's quite an amazing thing, you know. But I don't know if anybody's thinking that Krishna is the light of the sun and it's Krishna's creation and all this beauty of the material world is temporary. The sunrise only lasts, you know, a little while. And then it's over.
然后这个因为为什么这么多人来看是因为日出的景象非常壮观，但是呢 Maharaj 他心里就想有多少人他会意识到就是这个太阳的光芒它也是来自于 Krishna， 这些壮丽的景观来自于 Krishna， 而且这些物质世界的所谓的美丽其实不过是非常短暂的，因为它也日出几分钟之后就会消失。
We can also appreciateThe beauty of the material nature, but understand that it's Krishna.
我们也可以同样欣赏大自然的美景，但是我们应该理解这一切都来自于 Krishna.
Like these tourist places, they have big bird park, a big park with so many different kinds of birds.
就好像在一些旅游景点有很大的这个鸟类的公园。
The Bhagavatam says that the birds are very beautiful, so many colors and everything. And that's Krishna's artwork. The devotee sees that, they think, wow, Krishna is such a good artist. Krishna is so wonderful. Look what he's done. Then it becomes alive.
那鸟类呢，有各种不同的颜色，非常的漂亮。在圣典博加瓦丹当中讲到，鸟是Krishna 的艺术感，所以当奉献者看到那么多缤纷五彩的鸟的时候，就会想，哇， Krishna 的艺术真棒啊，它是怎么做出来的。
Okay, so thank everybody very much.
所以很好，那么在这里非常感谢大家。
We'll see you again.
Thank you,
Maharaj. I'll be coming to your country, I think, next Monday.
Next Monday?
1 week. 1 week later.
Maharaj, how long you will stay?
About 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, Hare Krishna. 好，那么 Maharaj 他下个星期一就会来中国。嗯， Hare Krishna, thank you, Maharaj. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
非常感谢大家。
Su O U Rong Yo Gui Wei Rong Cha Jai.
Hare Bo. Show your great captain as one Maharaj. Hare Krishna. 好，问大家。
Yeah.
Vaikuntha 之音，服务源于聆听。今天早上的讲课就到这里结束，感恩您的聆听和提问。Hare Krishna。